Well, I mean, it's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie's point.
Charlie, don't surf!
Don't you think it's a little risky for R&R?
If I say it's safe to surf this beach, Captain, it's safe to surf this beach! I mean, I'm not afraid to surf this place. I'm scared to surf this fucking place!
Kill the wabbit.
Hey, man, pass the pipe. Crank up curry. It's awesome.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I love me some fat bitch in the morning.
You smell that?
Adam Curry sings the classics like The Ride of the Valkyries.
Yeah, you want to take a level on me?
I hear you, John. Do you hear me, John? Can you hear me? Let me know.
Gotcha.
Blow your whistle. Toot your horn. Now ring the bell if it's too slow.
In the morning, John.
In the morning to you, Adam. And in the morning to all ships at sea and boots on the ground, all the world around.
Gitmo Nation East in London.
You predicted this a long time ago.
This is what the nanny state brings to you.
The whole thing is that we're being given nothing but bad information.
A lot of people in the UK are going to be angry and disagree. The family social structure is broke. There is no future for these kids. There's no jobs. And booze is cheap. This has just been a powder keg waiting to happen.
See that Sony warehouse going up in flames? Blocks, entire blocks of buildings on fire. Cameron playing the douchebag role.
There are pockets of our society that are not just broken, but frankly sick. When we see the disgusting sight of an injured young man with people pretending to help him while they are robbing him.
Buzzkill Jr. has been doing a lot of research on this underground messaging system that you map the cops, the Google Maps picks it up, and it puts where all the cops, you don't get cornered like the cops like to do it in the UK. They kettle you. It's called kettling. Apparently, if one kid goes down for any reason, they rafe through all his goods to get his cell phone, because the cell phone's got the contact names of all the other kids and everything else. So that cell phone needs to be stolen immediately.
Prime Minister David Cameron authorized police to use plastic bullets and water cannons. Cameron also denounced the rioters.
Listen to what Nigel Farage has to say.
There is no real political motive. There is no real cause. This is just mass criminality on quite unimaginable scale. And I think what the British government needs to do is to call in the army pretty damn quickly. And let's put soldiers on the street. There is going to be a debate about policing. And I suspect that Giuliani's tactics in New York of zero tolerance will start to become incredibly popular amongst people in Britain very shortly.
He's saying that there's no political motive. Dude, these kids have no future. The only future they have is to go into the military. If you're being harassed by a police state, you're being searched, thrown against the wall for no reason at all, these stop and searches, you can't take pictures of anything. Cameras in your trash bins. You have to pay for your television license.
And it's no surprise, and this isn't ending tomorrow.
You got to crack down on the use of social networks for evil.
These companies like RIM and Google's doing this, and other companies that are cooperating with the police.
Free flow of information can be used for good, but it can also be used for ill.
You can't call social media awesome and fantastic when people are angry at their government and say it's a spring, the Arab spring, or the Israeli spring, or the Greek spring, or the European spring. But then when it happens in your own backyard, you can't say, oh, that's just social networks for ill. For ill. DigitalJihadist.com. MomWithBenefits.com. Something called Reverb.com. SecondMileProductions.com. SirPage are snakes. I don't know what Jenna reminds me of the old history programs on TV that showed us the connections between events in a cause and effect kind of way without talking down to us.
You will obey me.
No bullcrap, just the facts. You guys let us stretch our brains around what's happening in the world. You are mental gym teachers. Unlike the phonies in Hollywood, if you need verification of your credit, we will absolutely vouch for you.
Douchebag. Those guys, why don't they donate?
Hot Pocket. 2008 tour continues all across Gitmo Nation. Did you see that trailer that we hitched up to the Duchess?
I'm totally convinced that you're just a natural for this sort of lifestyle.
I'll do it only if you sit in that little kit trailer. Hey, you want to go shooting? There's nothing hotter than Mickey with an assault rifle.
Mickey, take right to it.
She's a natural. Tomorrow, we head off to Pennsylvania. Then we go to Boston. Then we're going to do a New York / New Jersey meetup. We had 50 people at the meetup, John. I got some insider stock tips. Traders themselves are using their own money, and they're buying S&P futures. sysadmins, a couple of military guys. He had an air marshal there. Saw Barack Obama in coach twice when he was senator. His name was Barry. Everyone called him Barry. So he was running against the incumbent, Jack Ryan. Was married to Jerry Ryan, who plays 7 of 9 on Star Trek Voyager. This is where it gets creepy, because we mentioned the similarity between Obama and Tuvok.
Coincidence? I think not!
The Chicago Tribune wanted the records released of their divorce in 1999. This guy was taking her to sex clubs and saying, hey, sit here and blow me and let everybody watch. That's how Obama actually won. He became senator, then all of a sudden it was Barack.
Bullcrap Spanish gringo story.
When the United States invaded Mexico, they wore green uniforms, and the Mexicans would say, green go home, green go home. And that later got shortened to gringo.
What a crock. It seems to be an old slang word for Greek used in Spain in the 1700s, and it referred to anybody who didn't speak Spanish. Apparently this gringo story has floated around, but it's total bullcrap.
Hey man, don't shoot the messenger. Al Sharpton has a show.
Guy's mush mouth. He's got no broadcasting experience. He gets good guests and sometimes asks good questions, but he's not a pro.
He's reading the script, and quite poorly at that.
Resist, we much. We must, and we will much about that be committed.
Gee, nice save, Al.
Resist, we much. Something goes down, he shows up, makes a big fuss about it, and then they pay him off to get him to make him stop and say it's okay.
Yeah. I don't know why this isn't racketeering.
I don't know why we aren't doing it.
We're honest. I think that's why.
The congressional pages have all been fired. The program has been stopped.
Hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
We're so honored and proud to have all of you here with us.
This sort of thing has been going on since I was a kid.
The program came under national scrutiny in the fall of 2006. Mark Foley sent sexually explicit messages to at least one former page. I'm thinking this is pedo bear. Maybe there was something else going on. Maybe it was rampant. I have received so many emails from educators. There is so much outrageous MK Ultra like mind control brain programming going on.
Entrails.
Thank you so much for listening. There is hope out there.
Dvorak.org/NA.
They're heating things up around Syria.
What is happening in Syria is unacceptable, and it needs to be stopped.
I'm loath to predict. We've also been frustrated, quite candidly, that it has taken the council as long as it has.
How candid are you if you're saying this to the world press? Syrian techno experts, who all live in Turkey, by the way. One of these guys looks exactly like that Google guy, Gonad Wallum, whatever his name was. Evil Assad is turning off the electricity. When you have no electricity, you can't charge your cell phone. How would you do that, John, if you were out there and you're in Syria?
A glass of water with 2 batteries, keep the batteries in the water for 1 hour. You put the USB adapters inside the water and start charge.
You take a glass of water, you drop 2 Duracell batteries in there for about half an hour to an hour, and then you plug in a USB cable into your phone and put the USB that normally goes into your computer into the glass of water.
This is bogus. There's no way this works. That's bullcrap.
Doesn't it kind of show you what else is going on PBS? If this guy is saying this, then he's full of bullcrap on everything else.
The guy on PBS is an idiot. That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard, and you got a guy from PBS lapping it up like a moron, like a puppy.
Really? The Norwegian police.
The force has come under much criticism for taking more than an hour to reach the victims of Anders Behring Breivik, who killed 69 people in a shooting spree.
Do you know what their excuse is?
Norwegian police have admitted they failed to choose the shortest route to the island of Utøya after the alarm was raised over last month's massacre.
There was Norway. How many routes are there?
We got Google Maps.
It's a double dip.
I don't know what double dip means.
Bullshit!
The danger is that this recession turns into something bigger, something from which there is no recovery. In other words, depression.
Hey, it's time to plan the Hot Pockets European tour. It's Anderson Pooper.
Yes, and he's got this guy isolated, the guy who's behind the downgrade. We're going to find out everything we need to know to fully understand the downgrade here on CNN.
Already on Twitter, other places, Republicans and Democrats are pointing the fingers at each other, at President Obama, at Congress. Do you blame one side more than the other?
No, I think that there's plenty of...
This is CNN Breaking News.
We want to welcome our viewers in the United States and, of course, all around the world to this breaking news. Diana Nyad, the 61-year-old marathon swimmer, has ended her attempt to swim from Cuba to Key West, Florida.
They stopped the presses for this report. We could have heard it 2 weeks from now. Who cares?
Well, wait, does the guy ever come back?
No.
That's CNN, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that's your news source.
That's right. I'm going to throw a shoe at him. Nice.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Price of gold.
You think that it can go to $2,000-$3,000?
Oh, yeah, because it could go to zero if we continue to do what we're doing. I think what we're dealing with is the end of a dollar reserve standard, and that's a worldwide phenomenon. It's not just for the United States.
But once the public is all in, yeah, then they pull the rug out from it. That's what they do. I'm a big gold dealer, and I like gold so much that I want you to buy my gold, so I'm advertising on the radio. Buy my gold. It's going to go up. Buy it. Why? If it's going to go up, why are you selling it? You're going to just keep holding on to what's the point? You just got a bunch of gold and you're dead.
I'm going to hold on to it until that is the only monetary unit.
By Ayn Rand.
We're behind China. They're ahead of us. China. They got high-speed rail. China's all good. How's that working out for China?
Bullet trains will now operate at reduced speeds. There was huge public anger following that crash. It was symptomatic of other grievances. And one of the main accusations was that the authorities were jeopardizing safety in the rush to modernize, because some people in China feel that the authorities have got their own interests first.
China
is the center of all cool architectural development. All these architects love to have some place to showcase their buildings, because a lot of people won't build these buildings. The Chinese will build anything. It's beautiful, but it's like, you know,
it's put together with those
inside. You're taking a risk.
Yeah, those China bolts. A China company wants to build a 50 square mile self-sustaining city just south of Boise.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. China.
I used to think evolution was settled by the Scopes trial in the 20s. I used to think climate change, you know, we agreed that that was really happening in man-made. That's now perhaps a hoax.
This is actually a fractal. Bill Maher had a show on, it was pretty popular.
Politically incorrect.
And then 9/11 happened, and he came out and he said, the president can't call these guys cowards, because they weren't cowards. They flew airplanes into buildings. That is not a cowardice act. And the sponsors pulled out. He was run out of the country.
And he also said that we're the cowards because we sit offshore and send in missiles.
The audience is going to turn on this guy. He's going to get kicked off the air, you watch, because he's not on board with the program.
It's no longer acceptable in a mixed company, meaning bipartisan company, to use the goddamn word climate. It may be volcanoes. Bullshit. It may be sunspots. Bullshit. It's not getting warmer. Bullshit. But, and there are about 10 other memes that are out there.
The science is in.
Bullshit.
Persistent contrary.
Bullshit.
Reveal the deniers.
Bullshit.
I am
bullshit.
Pseudoscientists.
Bullshit.
Why is Gore back on the radar? What is he doing?
Something's up. He's either got a new movie coming out or...
Thank you very much. And a groupie in the chat room. There is a reality show coming out called Climate Reality, which is Gore's new show. So good call, John. Good call. You got it. He's promoting the show.
I decided to clarify things by asking him to show me exactly what he wanted me to do. He grabbed my right hand hard, shoved it down under the sheet to his pubic hair area, my fingers brushing against his penis, and firmly planted my hand on his pubic crest region and said to me, there, in a very sharp, loud, angry-sounding tone.
Reveal the deniers.
Hey, the exceptionalism of America means something very specific.
Americans are different because they were born free. No feudal past. No entrenched aristocracy, no established religion. We had an exceptional revolution that did not try to create a government that would deliver happiness, but we created a government that would get out of the way of the individual pursuit of happiness. We have an exceptional constitution. in that it does not say what the government must do for us. It says what the government may not do to us. That is the core of American exceptionalism. The American Constitution was fine for a time when we had 4 million people, 80% of them living within 20 miles of Atlantic Tidewater. But now we are united by copper wires and steel rails. We're a national economy, and frankly, it's out of date. I can think of nothing that the American people have wanted intensely and protractedly that they did not get. The system works.
But is the system today broken?
Not at all.
Born free as the wind blows.
Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before.
We have gone beyond the days when bipartisanship was at all possible. Because until the 1960s, both political parties included both liberals and conservatives. The Democratic Party had all those Democratic Southern conservatives, but it also had liberal Democrats, big city Democrats. The Republican Party had Northeastern liberals, and it had Midwestern conservatives. When Lyndon Johnson nailed the flag of the Democratic Party to civil rights reform, he gave those Southern conservatives permission to leave the Democratic Party, and they did, with the result that they all became Republicans. We have achieved a point now where if you are a conservative in this country, you are a Republican. If you are a liberal in this country, you are a Democrat. Add to this the perfection, if you want to use that term, of gerrymandering with computers so that nearly every seat in the House of Representatives is safe for incumbents.
Now the only reason that anything's changing is because the Republicans have to worry about, you know, it's a Tea Party guy coming in and taking their job because they said, you're not conservative enough. This whole thing has been bull crap together. Nobody's complained about it. It's gotten worse by the day. Changing the Constitution is not going to change this. What's going to change it is to create, you know, real congressional districts that represent a town or an area rather than, you know, just a bunch of Republicans that happen to be in a string of development zones all on fiber optic channels.
Everyone is going to run away from the East Coast to West Virginia. There's a drill on the 17th of August.
The Department of Homeland Security wants West Virginia to be prepared for a mass migration.
Why are people going to head to West Virginia? Are they changing the barbecue theory or what's the deal?
If you look at the Facebook page, there's a kid singing all of our jingles. It's outrageous. Tie your shoelaces. Adios, mofos! The drill is there is a natural disaster in Azerbaijan. They've been doing drills for a natural disaster, be it an earthquake, a flood, or both. And they expect to have a whole bunch of IDPs, which is in displaced persons. At that moment, Iran would launch a so-called, air quotes, attack on Azerbaijan, which would force NATO to then go and attack Iran. So the U.S. military has been training for this, training for 2 years in Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan has huge statues of Bill Clinton everywhere. Just like Georgia has, you know, the George W. Bush Airport and Bush Highway. Georgia is right next door to Azerbaijan. We know that we had a false flag with Russia and Georgia. First, we call natural disaster. Then we call attack. Then we call countermeasures.
GitmoNationMoniker.com. Regina rhymes with Bokelman.
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 Bokelman. Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Adam and Mickey, thanks for all the great work. You are not only entertaining, you make a difference. Notice you didn't put John on there, but of course, if you don't show up, that's what you get. Thanks for a great show each week. Hope this helps with some guests on the tour. Susie is fantastic with all the gardening and the cooking. ShiotsRun.com, ChiotsRun. Some maple syrup straight from their own trees here.
Give me their address. I need a gallon of maple syrup.
Yeah, we'll get you a gallon. No, we'll get you a jar. No, you're not, you don't come on the Hot Pockets tour.
Who knows if there's maple syrup?
I'll tell you what, I'll bring maple syrup to the meetup in D.C. This program really only works with your help.
Dvorak.org/NA.
The makers of the Hurt Locker, in general, most military
personnel don't like that movie. You're glamorizing a piece of crap sandbox where we don't know what we're doing. Now we've got them doing the killing of Osama bin Laden. And now they're making this movie out of it.
The movie's going to come out just before Obama's election.
Right.
Very long-standing tight relationship between Hollywood and the U.S. military.
Yeah, no kidding.
The dog was coming over here to whine and moan. Told J.C. to get him out of here.
I can't understand what the guy is saying.
The chicken down the street is really tasty.
He says, we watched the whole operation from the roof of the house. Of three, only one helicopter landed after 10 to 20 minutes, and they tried to lift up. It crashed, and the two other helicopters flew away. He says that he is 100% sure they did not take Osama bin Laden because the helicopter crashed, nothing else lifted off. Apparently, the Team 6 Navy SEALs crash. Then we had a second crash with a Chinook. 33 killed on board of that. And then all of a sudden we get the report saying, hey, you know those guys who killed our guys? We killed those guys.
What we have learned today is those Navy SEALs were not on a rescue mission, as we were first led to believe. It's all raising questions why so many SEALs were on a single vulnerable helicopter.
It's easy to shoot these helicopters down.
These Chinooks were not shot down. They were obliterated because they discovered a vimana. It's also known as a time well. They found one of these, and they tried to take it away, and it zapped them.
I think it's entertaining. It's a possibility. I mean, anything's possible. Feasible. What am I saying?
Yeah, thank you. Could somebody please send me that clip? I want it for my clip show. Free 30-day trial of Abilify.
This sounds like a commercial.
Yeah, Abilify.com. I want to make sure everyone gets their free Abilify.
Give it to your animals.
They're giving it away now.
They shouldn't be doing that. It should be illegal. 36 minutes after launch, the Falcon HTV-2 lost contact.
Hey, listen, if this thing crashes, you know what to do.
If one of these things crashes in your backyard, you got to go run to it, find the transmitter, which you have a little antenna on, and stomp it so that people can't find it, and then scrounge the parts and sell them on eBay.
Metropolitan Water District of Southern California sued for illegal use of an unapproved drug to fulfill the fluoridation program. Not only are they fluoridating your water, but they're doing it with an unapproved drug. Foxtrot Lima, Uniform Oscar Sierra India Lima India Charlie India Charlie. An unstable, poisonous, corrosive acid. He usually doesn't act this way when I give him the Folgers crystals, making fat kids targets.
Children of higher body weight have been singled out. Studies indicate that children of higher body weight are 65% more likely to be bullied than children of lower body weight.
I'm not fat. I have a higher body weight.
When our first lady said that we have to wipe out childhood obesity in one generation, she essentially gave permission to everyone to condemn the children with higher body weights. We have to eliminate obese children.
Area 51.
Something that had crashed in New Mexico, and the intent was for it to be a hoax. It was not from Mars, it was from Russia. Stalin did not yet have an atomic weapon, Truman did. They were bitter rivals, and so Stalin made a move, fired a warning shot over Truman's bow, so to speak, to say, you may have the atomic bomb, but I have psychological warfare. People come out that looked like aliens. The child's eye pilots inside were the results of ghastly human experiments in the Soviet Union. Reckless human experimentation that they did. There's, you know, President Clinton put together a commission in the 1990s after a reporter named Eileen Wilson revealed that the Atomic Energy Commission had been experimenting, injecting retarded children with plutonium at a state school. And
crazy government experiments that have been done on the public, unbeknownst to the public.
We've been experimenting on our slaves forever.
Dr. Robert McMahon of the Department of Defense, a request from Congress $10 million to develop within 5 to 10 years, figure that out, a synthetic biological agent to which no natural immunity exists.
Yeah, it's called AIDS. The government injecting people with all kinds of stuff and mind-controlling them, and you have what is known as the presidential model. And we were talking about Willow Bay. MK Ultra slaves named Willow Bay. Hello.
You will obey.
329er.nashownotes.com.
Squirrel!
Dvorak.org/NA.
Oh, yeah!